Self-development, mastery of self, personal growth is your number one purpose as a human.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. I'm Bedros Koulian, and we've got a great show for you today. It's a New Year special as we go into the new year. And I kind of titled this, Fuck the New Year, Do This Now. And here's what I mean. I'm going to kick it off with a story. So back in the day, in the old LA Fitness days, so we're going back 20, 22 years, when I was a personal trainer at LA Fitness, right around this time of November, December, I would always have clients who would sign up for personal training. They would pay in full for 6 months or a year, two or three times a year. So you can imagine they're paying thousands of dollars. And their entire gripe was that I'm unhappy with my body. I've been unhappy for years. I'm finally ready to make a change. So come November, December, they would sign up. And the people that would sign up then would, most of them would say, but I'm going to start beginning of the year. And I would always wonder why they're starting the beginning. I mean, I knew why, right? I knew why, because I thought it was a new year resolution type of thing. And I'm like, don't these people know? Like every news channel talks about the fact that a new year's resolutions fail. Something like 85% of new year's resolutions fail within the first 90 days. I'm sure everybody knows this fact. So why are they waiting so long to start? If you just signed up for personal training, you're unhappy with your body, we can use the next 2 months before the new year even starts to lose like 15, 20, 30, 40 pounds, right? Depending on how much weight they have to lose. But they would insist that they wanted to wait until the new year. What I would later find out when they would come and start training with me when the new year would kick off, and they would typically inevitably come a week or two, sometimes even 3 weeks into the new year, man, they were fatter. They had gained more weight since I signed them up 2 months earlier. And what I realized is they would make this financial commitment to their fitness, but they were not emotionally committing and mentally committing to their fitness. In fact, they were giving themselves permission to now eat like savages and not work out at all and gain the weight, which only made it harder for them to lose the weight come January, you know, second week, third week, fourth week sometimes. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this is like a big fat fuck you to the universe, right? Like once you put something, a thought out to the ethers, to the universe that I want to do something, I want to start a business, I want to lose weight, I want to find a relationship, I want to work on my mental, emotional health, and then you don't do that, that's a big fuck you to the universe, to your creator. Because once you've had the self-awareness that something is wrong with you, then you have a duty and an obligation, as far as I'm concerned, to do something about it. And if you don't, it is a middle finger to your creator. You're effectively saying, even though I realize I have a deficiency and I need to create this outcome, I'm going to still stay on the path of being a dumb shit and not doing what I'm supposed to do to create the outcome that I want. I want the pain that I'm in to continue. Like you would never advise your kid or a friend to, yeah, man, keep doing drugs, keep doing heroin, keep doing crack, just wait until the new year, then you can clean yourself up. Like the moment a friend says, hey man, I have a problem with alcohol, I have a problem with drugs, and I need to get off drugs, wouldn't you encourage them and wouldn't you want to see them stop that day and start the transformation process to their best self? Yet so many of you know what you want to do in terms of the change that you want to make in your life, but you then put it off until the new year. And I think that is a peasant mentality. I'm just going to say it. That is a peasant mentality. Winners do the opposite. Winners, the moment they are self-aware that something is wrong, something is incongruent in their life, and they're like, I need to make this change, winners literally start taking action that moment. And I believe when they do that, that is a high five to the universe, to your creator. And I believe that the universe, your creator, ends up working with you to help you create the outcome. But if you know there's something wrong and you don't do anything about it, and you put it off until the new year or until your birthday or until something's right or until things are perfect, the timing's perfect, guess what? The universe is going to shut doors of opportunity for you. It's going to make it increasingly more difficult for you to create the outcome. I'm convinced of this. I don't know if there's any science that'll back me up on this, but I'm convinced of that fact. And I'll give you an example. In November of 2022, on November 12th specifically, of November 2022, I decided after having two cocktails and going back to my hotel room that was it. I was done drinking alcohol. And I knew that because I brushed my teeth, took my clothes off, went to bed, and as I'm laying there, I'm having indigestion. Two cocktails at an event, and I'm having indigestion. And I'm like, fuck. The last couple of years, when I have a cocktail or two, and I go to bed, I get indigestion. I wake up foggy-headed the next day, like a light hangover. I don't sleep well through the night. And so now I'm going to have one of those nights. And the last thing I remember thinking to myself as I fell asleep, which was a very mediocre sleep, was that this is it. This was my last drink on November 12th, 2022. Now, I could have easily said, well, look, you know, Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. New Year's is coming. I should just quit drinking, social drinking on the other side of the holidays. I can quit in the new year. January 1st, I quit. But I knew that if I am self-aware enough that this is damaging to my health, to my sleep, to my capacity the next day to perform in the gym, in my work, if I don't stop drinking now and I put it off for another month and a half, then the universe is going to work against me. It's going to make it increasingly harder for me to stop social drinking. That's just how it is. And so that day, that night, I decided that was my last alcohol. And I believe that winners are people who take action the moment they see something wrong. I believe peasants, losers, are people who continue to stay down the path of self-destruction, self-harm, of vices, of addictions, of dependencies, even when they become aware of it, even when they see it's damaging their family, even when they see it's damaging their finances, their health, their relationship, they continue down that path in a self-destructive manner, kicking the can down the road, almost as though to give a big fuck you to the universe, to God, to their creator, by way of, I'll start later. And you know how it is. When you say you're going to start later, you start almost creating this momentum, this negative momentum, this momentum of the downfall of you. Well, okay, January didn't work out, January 1st. You know what? I'll do it late January. I'll do it February. You know what? Spring's coming. I'll do it in summertime. Well, as soon as my birthday passes, next thing you know, half the year's gone by, you're still drinking, you're still snorting, you're still smoking, you're still doing that thing that you meant to change months earlier. And so if those of you out there, if you're thinking like, man, I'm going to make a resolution to make more money, to get fit, to network more, to be able to connect with people, to get out and socialize, to start a new challenge, to take on a new path, to develop myself into a better human, to get into a relationship that's meaningful where someone loves me and cares for me as much as I want to love and care for them, because you're stuck in a shitty relationship and you don't get out of that situation today, you are literally telling the universe that it is okay to punish me with more of this stuff. And so what do we do? Well, the best thing you can do for yourself is to start now. Like, why can't today be New Year's Day for you? Why can't right now, this minute, be New Year's Day for you to make the commitment and to have the intention every day to follow through with that commitment with discipline and singularity of focus? Imagine how great you would feel 6 months from now when everyone else who made a New Year resolution failed. You started today, a month earlier, and you are already sticking to your guns. Now you're 6 months in and you are the better version of yourself in your health, in your relationship, in your fitness, in your money, in whatever capacity. So here's the three areas that I want you to focus on this year. Because there's all these shows that tell you about how you ought to consider doing your New Year resolution. I say, fuck the New Year resolution altogether. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Start now. But the three areas that I need you to focus on right now is one, self-mastery. Self-mastery by way of figuring out your emotions, your mental state? What are the things that trigger you? What are your limiting beliefs? What are your vices that keep you shackled to the human animal versus freeing you to becoming a human being? What are the mental and emotional steps you need to take to improve your mental and emotional hygiene, right? Maybe you're watching too much porn. Maybe you're screen sucking on social media too much and you're starting to feel FOMO. Maybe you keep skipping out on your workouts. Maybe you keep saying that you're going to eat clean and make, you know, meal prep your foods and you never do. Whatever those things are, it's about time that you commit to it through self-mastery. Self-development, mastery of self, personal growth is your number one purpose as a human. So everyone's out there looking for their purpose. I want to figure out what my purpose is. I want to develop my purpose. I want to know what I'm meant to do on this earth. Great. But you dumb shit, you haven't even developed yourself. You're the same person who go all caps, all exclamation points, and argue with someone on an Instagram post on something that's so trivial, like politics, as though you have any control over any of it. And then you completely disregard the things that you have control over. How is that a self-mastered human? It's not. Or something that triggers you. I recently talked to a young man who was like, man, I went off at my new girlfriend. I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, well, you know, I had these girls who like did me wrong, and man, they had fucked up pasts and they carried all this baggage into our relationships. And so when this new girl said something, it reminded me of those and it triggered me and I went off at her. I punched a hole in the wall. Wow. Where's the mental and emotional discipline there? I'm like, bro, so you're telling me what she said was like a 3 on the Richter scale, but your reaction was like a 9, an 8 or a 9, right? He's like, yep. I go, how many more of those are going to happen before this awesome girl who's in your life leaves you? Do you think that maybe you're doing this to sabotage yourself because you don't feel you deserve the love from a good human, that you're not worthy of her love, of her attention, of her care? He's like, fuck, I never thought of it that way. I thought I just got triggered. So what if you actually started to work on your mental and emotional health? You started to feel like you deserve love. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of a great, strong relationship. You become the man that she's looking for before she figures out that you're a dumb shit who's getting triggered, punching a hole in the wall. And she's like, fuck this guy. So I don't know what his path is going to be, but I can tell you this. If he doesn't change things and develop into a better version of himself, the 2.0 version of himself, he's going to lose this great relationship. And I'll tell you what's going to happen next. He's going to end up telling himself stories that, see, chicks don't dig me. They're not into me. Even a good girl won't give me a chance. And therefore, he'll go back to the shitty, broken chicks that he's constantly trying to fix, which might be a byproduct of just mom issues. But that's a whole other episode that we would do here, right? So guys, if you are not focusing on your number one purpose in life, which is to develop from a human animal to a human being, go and develop the blueprint, the handbook, the owner's manual of you to figure out why you think the way you do, why you negotiate your way out of your goals, why you listen to that inner bitch voice, why you have your inner advocate tied up and in the trunk of your car instead of in the passenger seat or in the driver's seat of your car. Those are the things that you have to focus on now. You start now, not during the new year. Self-development starts now. If you've been molested like I was, if you were beat up like I was, if you were yelled at, if you were abused by your parents, I don't give a fuck what happened to you in life. You can't use those as excuses to march into a new year and still be the same dumb shit. You simply can't. Because once you start repeating a pattern that's self-destructive and expecting a different outcome, that is literally the definition of insanity. And if you've got self-mastery checked off, then on to the next thing, which is your fitness, right? Your fitness. And we don't need to do these things sequentially. We can do these three things that I'm going to share with you simultaneously at the same time, because part of self-mastery is thing number two, which is your fitness goals, right? Tony Robbins always says, man, and I believe him to be right. Like, if you want to change your mental and emotional state, immediately change your physical state. Go do something active. Go work out. Go on a run. Go on a swim. Go do some hill sprints. Because the moment you change your physical state, your mental, emotional state have no choice but to follow. It may take a few minutes. It may take a few rounds. It may take a few sets. But sooner or later, your mental, emotional state will follow your physical state. But if your physical state is, I'm in a dark room, watching dark stuff, playing dark video games, having dark thoughts, of course your emotions are going to be depressed and sad and overwhelmed and negative. Fucking get some sunlight, man. Take that pasty skin of yours and get some sunlight on it. Start working out. Figure out what your macros should be, fellas, right? Your macros are your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. Figure out how much you have to eat and how much you have to work out to get rid of those jelly titties that you have, those baloney titties that you've got. How much protein do you need? How much carbs you need for energy? How much fat you need for sustenance? So that you can burn fat, build muscle, and fucking launch into the new year as a lean, jacked, athletic man. So that when you look at yourself in the mirror naked, you're like, fuck, I love that guy. Right now, there's no way. There's no way with that sloppy body you could ever fall in love with yourself. And so if you're willing to figure out your fitness, and if you're like, well, I don't know how to figure out my macros and I need a coach for my work. Okay. All right, go look up the Agogi. Go look up the Agogi. Get yourself a coach from the Agogi. They'll get you a training program customized for your specific needs. They'll build you a nutrition program customized for your specific needs. And the accountability and coaching will be there as well. Now, you could either make excuses of I don't know how, or you can go get the coach. Or look up the information on YouTube and do the research yourself and gather it. My friend Mark Springer created an awesome platform, an app called Avatar Nutrition. Go use Avatar Nutrition. Like, once you figure out what your macros are, put it in Avatar Nutrition. And when you do, guess what happens next? It makes three little circles. And then throughout the day, you just input everything that goes into your pie hole into the app. And it goes, all right, man, you're on track. It's either going to give you three green circles. The green circles would be for your proteins, fats, and carbs, your macros. Or by the end of the day, it's going to be orange or red, meaning, hey, you either overshot or you undershot, right? And your goal is at the end of the day to get your all three green circles, to hit your macros. And if you hit your macros, then you know that, holy shit, I am eating for fat loss and for muscle gain. Now, the only other thing you have to do then is go into the gym and get your workouts in. Hell, you can go to the park and do body weight stuff, pull-ups, push-ups, sprints, mountain climbers. There's a million things you can do, body weight squats, lunges. Or you can use the excuse that I don't have access to a gym, so I'll put it off for later, right? That's what fucking losers do, man. That's what peasants do. Listen, I stopped taking all of those and I started taking this, the Trulene Wellness Shot. In fact, I created this because I was sick and tired of every morning taking 11 different supplements like turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper, black pepper, vitamin B12, echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, right? Think about this. If you want to improve your immune system, if you want to fight off inflammation in your body so that you have better gut health, you have more energy, your joints don't hurt, then you're going to want to take all those supplements. And I was taking it twice a day, every day. And so when we created the Trulene Wellness Shot, we cut no corners and we spared no expense. And so in this, you've got something that's going to not only help boost your immune system, but also fight off inflammation. Because if you're a high performer and if you want to get more done, if you want to stay more focused, if you want to make sure that you don't get sick as frequently, then you have to care about your immune system and you have to fight off inflammation, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're high performing and you have a stressful work day from time to time, right? And so here's what I want you to do. You're going to click on the link in the description box or go to trulene.com and you're going to use the code word Bedros. And when you use my name, Bedros, you'll get 50% off your first subscribe and save bundle. For whatever reason, you don't like the Trulene Wellness Shot, which I have yet to meet anyone who doesn't, then let us know in your first 30 days. We'll give you a full refund, part ways as friends. Fair enough? Go check it out. Use the code word Bedros. Get 50% off. Peace. So if you got number two, your fitness down, then it's on to number three, which is your money. And again, like I said, we're not going to do this sequentially, as in first self-mastery, then your fitness, then make money. Because that means like it's going to be fucking late into the new year before you even start making money. And if you know anything about what we talk about here, it's about money, meaning, and self-mastery. It's about getting jacked and making money. That is a desire, the core essence, the desire of every man. Get jacked, make money, the highest level of personal development, right there. Because if you're getting jacked and you're making money, both of those things take a lot of time, a lot of commitment, a lot of discipline, a lot of focus, a lot of delayed gratification. And if you are willing to do those things, that is the foundation of self-development. You have to have a lot of patience, emotional resilience, mental toughness. You will learn a lot about yourself in the process of taking risks and doing hard things that average people don't do, that peasants don't do. And slowly you become a winner. You become a formidable force to be reckoned with. And so how do we make our money? Well, I mean, maybe you start scaling your business. Maybe if you work for someone, you start figuring out how you can add more value to that company, to that business, so that you can either make more commission if you're doing sales, or you can ask for a raise because you're contributing to the bottom line more, right? Maybe it's you starting a side hustle. Maybe you've already got a career and you're happy with your career. You're part of a great team. Start your side hustle. If you start a side hustle, you've got all of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to make a ton of money. Ed, who's behind the cameras here, we were just talking about, the dude not only takes all the pictures and videos for me and for a lot of our events, but he's also got a small team that he deploys on weekends to do weddings and shit. They are out there, so he gets the deal. He's got several side hustles. He gets the business, and then he deploys a team. He's also a DJ. And so he'll go to clubs and events and DJ and make money that way. And again, it happens on weekends, right? So during the week, he's here. And now he's like, hey, man, I'm thinking of starting another side hustle, which is Turo. He's into cars. And he's like, these are the cars I research, and these are the type of cars that get rented the most from Turo. And I think I'm going to start building a fleet of cars and starting to rent them out, because we live in Southern California. I'm like, bro, that's fucking awesome. The dude's creating multiple income streams. He's creating a side hustle. And don't for a moment think, well, that's easy for a single guy, because Ed is also married to the VP of one of my companies, Joan, the great and powerful Joan Arca, formerly my assistant, now the VP of one of my companies, and they have a beautiful baby girl together. So he's a dad, he's a husband, he trains in the gym, he does the jujitsus, and he makes money. That is a sovereign man. That's a man who's got choices. He can have choices in life. He can give his family experiences that they couldn't have had 5 years ago. If the economy crashes even more, Ed will be fine. The question is, will you? So I'm here to tell you, if you are willing to take action now on what you know you need to do in the new year, don't wait for January 1st like all the peasants do, guys. Fucking start the work today in your self-mastery, in your money mastery, and your fitness and health mastery. And when you do, I promise you, the universe will collude with you. It will work with you. It will literally open up doors and opportunities for you. But if you put it off for a perfect time, for the new year, if you're like, hey, I'm just going to use the rest of the year to eat like a fucking donkey and drink like an alcoholic, then guess what? The universe is going to be like, fuck you, bro. I don't think you deserve this. Therefore, I'm going to make it increasingly harder for you to get the results that you want. And so I hope that you will fuck the New Year resolution and you will commit to doing this now. And if you do, I congratulate you. You're a fucking winner. And as I say in my book, Man Up, that makes you a fighter jet and not a crop duster like all the peasants out there. Guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode of the Bedros Koulian Show. Remember to give me a thumbs up if you're watching this on the YouTubes. Leave a comment. Subscribe to this channel, because 72% of you watching this on YouTube are not subscribed. And of course, those of you on the Spotify and iTunes platforms, thank you so much for the love, the comments, the reviews. Those mean a lot to me. And as always, remember that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch. We'll see you next time.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.